Well, the NRL season is well underway, but the controversies continue. The St George Illawarra player, Jack DeBellin, is suing the sport's governing bodies for standing him down after he was charged with aggravated sexual assault. He's pleading not guilty to those charges. Now, a lawyer for Jack DeBellin has claimed that the code failed DeBellin because it did not provide him with anti-gender violence education. Women in League say it has a rigorous anti-gender violence program and that men who are convicted of sexual assault should not be allowed to play again. Eleanor Whitehead has more.
As Jack DeBellin's federal court case against the NRL came to a close, women in the game looked on with frustration.
The very idea that you would have to educate a man not to harm a woman is just unbelievable. If we are still needing to educate them to not harm a woman, then we have a real problem in our society.
Marina Goh is the former West's Tigers chair and still works as a diversity champion for the team.
What we try to do is strengthen the values through education, but the starting place you would assume is that there is still a knowledge of right from wrong.
Mr. DeBellin was stood down this year under a tough new policy which allows the NRL to sideline players charged with serious offences. He's suing the sport's governing bodies, with lawyers arguing the rules are unfair and draconian. As the case wrapped up, his lawyer Martin Einfeld, QC, said the policy was introduced as a last resort because the code's education programs had failed. That's a charge refuted by Catherine Lumby, a pro bono gender advisor to the league.
For over a decade, I've been involved in three research projects with the NRL, and I have implemented, working with the NRL, very, very carefully considered education programs. And all players in the NRL have taken part in them, and we've seen a shift. Now, I mean, there have been a lot of incidents in the past 6 months which are troubling, but you've got to look at the long term. The long term shows us that there is a shift and that there is a change in behaviours and attitudes.
The stand-down rules were introduced after a string of off-field controversies this summer. Five players are facing criminal charges, and Catherine Lumby says a tough touch was needed.
I think the education programs are there as a safety net. Now, if you cannot step up to the plate when you've had that chance, then get out and get off the field, is my view.
That's an opinion shared by former West's Tigers chair, Marina Goh.
My feeling is that the sport needs consequences in order for people to understand that you're serious about your culture. If you have a culture and you're trying to develop a strong culture and you're serious about it, then there needs to be a consequence for those who step outside that. You know, some of the men who might behave badly, we needed to prevent them from behaving badly. And the one thing that most of them love more than anything is their football career.
But she says still more needs to be done to clean up the sport.
Definitely penalties and rewards, and I don't think that we have gone far enough in looking at how we might use those mechanisms. But the other thing for me is role modelling. What these young men need is for those men to stand up and say it's not okay. That's what they need to hear. There is a role modelling aspect to this, and so we needed the men to stand up. And through this latest incident, the whole horror of the off-season, a couple of the men stood up, which I was really proud of. But I think there needs to be more of that.
Former West Tigers chair Marina Goh ending that report from Eleanor Whitehead.